AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is changing course on tariffs, putting them on hold for a month against Canada and Mexico. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
It's the second time the president has postponed the import taxes since unveiling them early last month. This move comes after he spoke with his Mexican counterpart. It follows the president's commerce secretary saying tariffs on Canada would likely be delayed too. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says a broader month-long pause is a promising sign, but says it means American tariffs are still in place, and so are Canada's. Trudeau indicates he expects a trade war with the U.S. for the foreseeable future. Sagar Magani, Washington.
China's foreign minister says the U.S. tariffs are arbitrary and meet good with evil. He also said no country should fantasize it can suppress China and maintain a good relationship with China. Think your commute is rough today? Try traveling by train through Europe.
We're trying to get to Paris. We were on the train and I heard the girl next to me, her parents called her and said that there was a World War II bomb found in train station. I don't know what the train station's called.
Gabrielle Cotton from Missouri is at a train station in Brussels. It means the suspension of high-speed rail links with London and Brussels and the closure of a vital road in Paris. Bomb disposal experts are working to make the half-ton explosive safe. It is hobble Paris's busy Gare du Nord station. Officials say Russia targeted Ukraine's energy infrastructure in a large-scale missile and drone bombardment during the night. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says talks with the U.S. on ending the three-year war will take place next week. A federal judge is giving the Trump administration until Monday to speed up payment towards some of the nearly $2 billion owed to partners of USAID and the State Department. This is AP News. Clashes between Syrian security forces and gunmen loyal to former President Bashar Assad have left more than 70 people dead.
The clashes are the worst since Assad was removed from power in early December by insurgent groups led by the Islamist Hayat Tahrir al-Sham. Large numbers of troops were deployed in Latakia and no civilians were on the streets because of a curfew. Armed security force personnel on the back of vehicles drive fast on the highway between Homs and Tartu. A war monitor saying the outskirts of the coastal towns of Bani Hasan and Jabla are still under the control of Assad loyalists, and many Alawite villages nearby are also outside government control. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Cryptocurrency prices jumped after President Trump's surprise announcement he wants the government to buy and hold a variety of digital assets in a strategic reserve fund. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.